All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing? Good morning. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here until 5 a.m., and we're going to be talking a little bit later on about weird collections, people that collect weird stuff. And I mean really, really, really weird stuff. We're also going to talk about the most expensive sports memorabilia a little bit later on and things that we're all doing wrong. And we'll get more details on that. But fresh from the PPG Paints Green Room, we're going to welcome Michael Osaki. BaseballInTheAttic.com is the website. And if you guys are looking for an appraisal or wondering what something might be worth, if you have some sports memorabilia lying around the house in the closet in a box somewhere, and you're wondering how much it's worth, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text, and Michael will be happy to help you out. 312-981-7200. Let's welcome Michael back to the show. Michael, how are you?
Nick, it's great to be here. I want to thank you for having me back, and I just realized that this is my 10th year anniversary of coming on your show.
Is that right?
And because of that, I wanted to thank you for buying me pizza. I've been coming here for 10 years in the green room. I was shoving my face with pizza.
Uh-huh.
So thank you very much.
No, you should thank Patty Vasquez for that, because that was for her show.
Oh, I thought it was for me, Nick.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It was. That's right. It was. But anyway, so, well, thanks for coming up. We always appreciate it. And it's the beginning of baseball season. We always love to have you on. Tell everybody the story about how, you know, you got a shoebox full of cards from your grandfather, correct?
Yeah, back in 1997, for my birthday, my grandfather got me a shoebox full of old cards. They were from the 1950s, 1960s. It got me on the hunt of trying to find more of them, but also better understand the values of the cards. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking at two of the same cards, why is one card worth $10 and one card worth $100? And so
yeah,
that's how it started.
And now, how long has BaseballInTheAttic.com been around?
2007.
That was the first of 12 years you've been doing it.
That was the first iteration, 2007.
Yeah. Okay, very, very cool. Well, and it's not just baseball cards. Now, you are now like official. You have like a you are an official appraiser. What does one have to do in order to be that?
Correct. So I'm a certified appraiser through ISA, International Society of Appraisers, and they are the governing organization for not just sports appraisers like myself, but art and jewelry and glass and toys and automobiles, and the list goes on and on and on. So it's not just rigorous testing, but you have to be a thought leader in the field. You have to, you know, be on TV, radio, have a certain amount of publishings. Additionally, there's a certain amount of coursework you have to do every year, a certain amount of appraisals every year. There's a lot of different checklisted items that have to be done on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now this work, actually, you know, you travel quite a bit, too, you know, appraising, like, estates and things like that. What are some of the more recent places that you've been?
Yeah. So a couple months ago, I was in Florida, and I was in the Tampa area, Tampa, Clearwater. And I was realizing, I was like, wow, I get to Tampa about three times a year. I didn't realize that because I travel a lot. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. In a couple weeks, I'll be in Los Angeles and Palm Springs, California. And this really, April is the kickoff of my busy season, not just because of baseball, but as the weather starts to change across the country, people start to uncover and unearth.
Oh, spring cleaning.
Exactly. Yeah, spring cleaning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, maybe Grandpa Joe passed away around Christmas, and now, okay, let's go through his belongings as the weather gets nicer. So they'll find things and call me and say, Michael, we have this big box from Uncle Joe or Grandpa Joe. You know, he passed away. Is it worth anything?
Yeah. And so then you travel around and check that out. You also speak a lot, too.
For different organizations. And then for a long time, I've been writing for Parade Magazine as well.
Right. And you got a couple of stories coming up for Parade Magazine. We'll talk about those in a little bit. Again, our phone lines are open right now, and our text lines are open. Talk or text. If you've got some sports memorabilia and you're wondering you know, what it could be worth, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for any and all sports memorabilia.
Doc Emmerich, please call.
Yeah, Doc Emmerich. Please call. So, and again, let's explain to people that it is, you know, describing something on the radio here is, you know, you're going to give them kind of a cursory appraisal because it's best to actually see the item itself. So if they're really interested, even more detail, maybe take a picture of it and describe it and send it to you.
Absolutely. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. Sure, if somebody has a Michael Jordan signed photo, I can give them a range, but in order to get to a precise, really, dollar, I need to see the condition of the photo, the strength of the, you know, pen or Sharpie that was used.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see if it was inscribed to somebody. And so, yes, pictures are always better. But please do call tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we always, you know, we get a bunch of people, because I know a lot of people have that, have, you know, like boxes of stuff that they just haven't probably looked at in a really long time. And if you want to get some questions answered and wonder how much something is worth, again, our phone lines are open. Our text lines are open. You can text or call us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for that. We've got a few stories here that I want to get your thoughts on. Former Kansas City Royals owner donated a bunch of sports memorabilia to the Florida, speaking of Florida, the Florida Atlantic University. Some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, Babe Ruth's pinstripe uniform pants worn on his first day as a New York Yankee in 1921. That's got to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, we're talking serious, serious money.
Yeah, tonight. Big time. Like Joe DiMaggio's 1936 rookie uniform?
Yeah.
Man.
We're talking about millions of dollars here.
No question about it. I mean, that's really... Is there something that is the most expensive item out there?
So there's... Yes, and I'll kind of segment it by item. So, for example, with the jersey... one of the earliest known Babe Ruth jersey, game-worn jersey, sold for $4.4 million several years ago.
Amazing.
Now, that is, to this day, the most expensive sports item to ever sell. However, the most expensive baseball card to sell was last February, a Mickey Mantle rookie card in mint condition sold for $2.88 million.
Wow.
Now, there are a couple that are in better condition. There are a couple in gem mint condition in private collections. There's three of them mm-hmm. in the entire world. I don't think those will sell in the next 20 years, but if they did, they would sell for probably about $10 million each.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Because there is a certain multiple that needs to be applied. So we know if a mint sold for close to $3 million, like I said, 2.88, there's a multiple you have to add on for a 10,
yeah.
which is gem mint. So about $10 million, I would say, is fair auction value. And insurance value would be about $15 million.
Wow. Man, that's something. What a business. All right, hang on, Michael, okay? Sure. All right, Michael Osaki is with us. We have to break for the news. Baseballintheattic.com is the website. But he's here live to help you and appraise your stuff. So either text us or call us and describe some of the sports memorabilia you have, and we'll be able to help you out. 312-981-7200. The news is up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And we're about to jump back into talking about sports memorabilia and collections and stuff like that. Michael Osaki from baseballintheattic.com is with us. And again, our phone lines are open, our text lines are open. If you have some sports memorabilia and you're wondering what it could be worth, call or text us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Later on, we are going to talk about people who do have collectible stuff, but that weird, just weird stuff, and more. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Let's welcome Michael back to the show. Welcome back, Michael.
Hey, Nick.
All right. Vic, you care to throw a couple of items at Michael? Vic said he had a few things.
I heard Michael say it's best if he gets a photo, so I don't know if this is going to help. I'll try to describe it. One of them, the one I'm kind of wondering about the most is a Mitch Trubisky one, because he's kind of, you know, newer. This one I have is Mitch Trubisky. It's his draft pick photo, so he's in a suit. It was on draft day, and he's holding up a Bears jersey with a number one on it, and he's got a Bears hat and a big smile. I'm wondering what that one's worth.
Vic, is that photo signed or unsigned?
Signed. It's autographed by Mitch Trubisky.
Okay, a couple hundred bucks.
Couple hundred, wow, cool.
Oh.
I was wondering mainly because I bought it for around, I think, less than 70. I think it was like mid-60s. But he had a decent, you know, rookie year, and the second year was much better, I thought. And so, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I've got about 20, but some of the top ones I think are my favorites. I've got two by Gale Sayers. One is, like, looks really old as far as the photograph. It's black and white. It's from the... back in the day, I would say, you know, it's autographed, and then another one is later. It's actually in a game. It was taken in a game, and both of them were autographed by Gale. I don't know how else I could describe those.
So, well, first off, unfortunately, Gale Sayers isn't really doing that well as far as health wise. But a signed photo of his, anywhere from $40 to $50 for an 8x10, a 16x20 photo would be a little bit more, maybe about $60 to $70.
Okay, and then Dan Hampton, great Dan Hampton, WG and Zone Dan Hampton.
Yeah. I see him on TV all the time. $9 to $10.
Yeah. We could get Hamp's autograph anytime we want here.
Yeah. Right. Mike Singletary, Brian Urlacher, those two are two of my favorites.
Singletary, probably even less than Dan Hampton. But Brian Urlacher, God, back in the day, in Urlacher, that was, gosh, $250. But now it's about half of that.
Mm. Yeah.
Some of these, though, as we've talked about, Michael, some of the price ranges is because some of these guys don't sign a lot of stuff, but absolutely, some guys sign everything. And that's why, you know, if the signatures are on a ton of things, that makes it a little bit less, you know, worth less.
I have kind of a funny one to throw at him.
Okay.
If Dan Hampton's only worth $10, how much would a pristine Cade McNown? I have one. I don't know why I bought it, but I got it.
Okay, so $10, meaning you would have to pay me $10 to take that off of your hands.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, that helps you out a little bit, right, Vic?
Win some, you lose some.
All right, there you go, man. All right, very cool.
Thanks, Vic.
630 area code says, I have a poster signed by Michael Jordan and a basketball signed by Scottie Pippen. They were both from the early 90s when Jordan used to hold a basketball camp at Elmhurst College. Neither one is authenticated, but they were signed when they stopped in at a Ray Graham event for fundraising for people with disabilities. How much would that be worth? So a poster signed by Jordan, a basketball signed by Pippen.
Okay, the basketball signed by Pippen, about $75. A photo signed by Jordan, $200 or $250, depending upon the photo and the strength of the signature.
Got it. All right, we got some people on the line. Here is Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I have a collage of five photos and a signature that says Walter Payton Sweetness, and I actually have a silver label on it, so I don't know. I think that means it's certified. And it says Walter Payton Sweetness, HOF 73193, League MVP 1977, career yards 16,726, career touchdowns 110. How much would that be worth? It's in pristine condition.
Okay, it sounds like it is framed, and I'm guessing, because I've seen a lot of these COAs over time, COA Certificate of Authenticity, that probably came from his company, actually. Back in 1994, I met Walter, and he was the first professional athlete I ever met. And there was a picture of me and him on my website, baseballandtheact.com, and he was the nicest still to this day. I always remember the conversations that I had with him back at his corporate office in Schaumburg. But back to the caller, I would definitely email me a picture of what you have. Signed Walter Payton, anything is, you know, valuable. You know, it could be this collage, a jersey, a football, but without even seeing it, I'm going to say at least $250.
At least $250, but also if you want to take a picture, where do people email the stuff to you?
They could email me, michael@baseballintheattic.com, or you can find me on Facebook and send me a photo, or on Twitter.
On Facebook. So it's Facebook, facebook.com/baseballattic. On Facebook, but also you can send michael@baseballintheattic.com. All right, Linda, thanks for the call. Here's Rick on WGN. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, hi. I've got a couple things that I think are kind of neat. I went to a Goodwill not long ago, maybe a year ago, and among all the Little League balls and all that stuff that they had for 49 cents, they had three balls that were absolutely pristine, but it had very elaborate logo on the thing. It turns out it was an old National League ball from the from World War II, that era. And anyway, they because I can reckon it because the president of the National League at the time. Anyway, and then it has USN stamped on the other side. And I did a little research. I found out that these balls were sent to the servicemen so they could play the carriers on the islands and all that stuff. and they're in perfect shape. They must have spent their entire life inside a drawer, or if they're like they were made yesterday. And then one more thing I have, I went to a church sale in Park Ridge about 2 years ago, and I got a ball, and I recognized that logo. This was a year ago, and it was after, had to be after the Goodwill thing, because I recognized that logo again, and again, so I picked the thing up, I bought it for a buck, and it was, it was a National League ball again, and it was signed by the president of the National League. He was the president from the early 30s all the way to like 59, so it was in that era. And I'm driving, I'm riding home, and I noticed that on the sweet spot, very, very faint, but it's really there, because I brought it to the guy in Naperville who verified it, is Rogers Hornsby's signature.
Okay.
So those are the two things I got.
Yes, so you said USN, that stands for U.S. Navy, and those balls are, you know, quite scarce, hard to find. Balls from that era are worth a little bit more money if they actually have the ball case. So they came in a little, you know, paper, a little box. If you have the box that it comes with, it kind of adds the value. But nonetheless, the first ball, which is unsigned, has the U.S. Navy stamp, $50 to $75, because it's unsigned, but people still pay a premium for those unsigned balls from that era. You said that the ball was signed by the commissioner president. It's actually a stamped ball. You'll see Ford Frick or whoever the president, or, you know, is on there. So it's stamped. It's a facsimile signature, but nonetheless, with Roger.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, but it was his signature, whoever the guy was.
Yeah.
Harrington or something like that.
But nonetheless, with Roger Hornsby on the sweet spot, fantastic Hall of Famer, but Hornsby also has a fantastic signature. It's very legible, very big, very bold. If it's very faint, like you said it is, maybe only $150. But it could be more.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Rick.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank
all
you,
Rick. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Michael Osaki is with us. BaseballInTheAttic.com is the website. And again, you can check him out on Facebook if you want to drop a post a picture of something that you're interested in finding out the value of. Facebook.com/BaseballAttic. But you can call us or text us right now at 312-981-7200. Here's Kevin on WGN. Hi, Kevin.
Hey there.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I went to the very first game at the new Comiskey Park on opening day, 1991. And
the Sox got blown out.
The tickets were kind of big, and they gave us these plastic holders to put them in, sponsored by the Chicago Tribune. Wonder if that's worth anything.
So, yes and no. Yes, because there is value, and I'll get to that value in a second. Because it was a big event, commemorative, so you had all, whatever, 40,000 people that were saving that ticket stub. They all came in plastic holders. They're all in the same condition, which is mint or gem mint. So there's thousands upon thousands of them out there today. So unfortunately, the value is only about $20 to $25.
Yeah, I figured it wasn't worth too much, but yeah. I thought I'd just double check.
All right, Kevin, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. All right, let's see. Steve is on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I have an Albert Pujols autographed ball from when he played for the Peoria Chiefs in 2000. And it's an official Rawlings. It's not the game he played at, but I bought, you know, at the souvenir shop, you buy the game played balls, take them down, have them signed. The value bounces around, but I just wanted to see if you could project a value when he goes in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, but, okay, so the value of him going to the Hall of Fame, which is obviously a shoo-in, is not going to impact the value of what you have. What you have is interesting, and I'm going to punt on giving you a value. I'll tell you why. Early Albert Pujols' signature is different than what it is today. And depending upon the ball it's on, if it's on a Peoria Chiefs ball, you know, I need to see that. It could be actually very valuable, because what you have is these diehard Albert Pujols fans who will collect anything. And if you have an early Albert Pujols signed baseball, maybe it's on a Peoria Chiefs, you know, baseball.
It's a Rawlings official Midwest League.
Okay, well, Midwest League is still different than, you know, a Major League Baseball. People, if they're missing it from their collection, they may pay a premium for that. So I'm going to punt on the value, but if you email me the photo, I'll be able to tell you kind of in an auction what I think it'll go for.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a bunch of people. Everybody hang on. We got some texts here. What have you purchased lately? What have you picked up lately?
So when I was in Florida, I picked up a Babe Ruth signed baseball, and it was on a sweet spot. But, you know, me, Nick, I've known you for a long 10 years now. I like the stories. Every time I see something, whether I buy it or I appraise it, I always say, how did you get this? Or how come this is like that? And the guy, he met me, it was him and his wife. The ball actually was his wife. It was came down from her family. And it was her mom's. Mm. And for many, many decades. And the mom passed away, and so you know, it was her dad's. And one day, his daughter, who I met, she's now I don't know, maybe in her 70s, told me how she had it. And she's like, one day I came home, and the ball was in the trash. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't know. I randomly came home one day and asked my dad about this baseball. We haven't talked about it in 5 or 6 years. I said, oh, funny you should ask. It's in the garbage. I threw it out this morning. She's like, what? So she ran down to the driveway to see if the garbage guy came, and luckily he did not. And she dug through the garbage, brought the ball into the garage, never told her father because she thought he would just get rid of it again. And so she hid it from him, and here it is today, wow. Saved from the trash.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. How much is it worth?
The signature was pretty faint.
Yeah.
So only about $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
A really strong Babe Ruth signature could sell for upwards of $75,000, $100,000.
It's amazing. All right, hang on. Michael Osaki is with us, and it's baseballintheattic.com. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for some appraisal here on the radio. And we'll get back to this right after a break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and Steve Cochran coming up at 6 o'clock right here on 720 WGN for your morning drive, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, Michael Osaki is with me from baseballintheattic.com. Michael, we got some texts here we can get to.
Sure.
He's helping people out with their sports memorabilia with some appraisals. 630 area code says, I've got a Michael Jordan autograph on a cocktail napkin that's addressed to my two sons.
Okay, so a couple minutes ago, someone called for a Michael Jordan signed photo. I said $200. This is on a cocktail napkin addressed to your two sons. So the cocktail napkin decreases the value, and because it's inscribed to your two sons, let's say Andy and Dan, it's going to devalue it again. So you're looking at about $100.
That's true of most things. Like if you get a first edition signed by an author of a book and they personalize it, that knocks the value down big time. So if you're going to get an autograph from a sports figure, don't have them go, hey, to you, just have them sign it. It'll be worth more. Sure. If you want, you know, obviously, on a personal level, you just want to keep it and have your name on it, that's cool. But if you're looking to see if it's going to be worth any money, don't have them personalize it.
You're exactly right. About 15 years ago, Tiger Woods, when he caught wind that people were buying his or getting his signature on golf balls and selling them on eBay, he made sure when he signed something that it was inscribed. Okay, hey, buddy, I'll sign this for you, but tell me what your name is. Oh, Nick. Okay, I'm going to sign it to Nick from Tiger Woods.
Okay. 630 area code says, I have a handwritten note from Michael Jordan dated around 1980 encouraging my daughter to continue to play basketball after I wrote to him.
Wow, a lot of Michael Jordan callers say this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting content.
That's a difficult one, right?
Yeah, interesting content. $200.
Okay. All right. 847 area code says, I have a signed picture of Stan Mikita I got in the late 60s. Is it going to be worth now that that Stosh has passed?
No.
Okay.
The value is all baked in there. You're looking at $90 to $125.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Here's Bill on WGN. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you hear me there? I have a signed Robin Yount 3,000 hits. It's a plaque with his picture on it, a signed autograph, and an unused ticket for that game.
Yes, we actually don't allow Milwaukee Brewers fans to call the station.
Oh, you bet. That's funny. I thought I'd break it up a little bit since I had all the Chicago players.
it's worth about $75 to $80.
Oh, really?
All right.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Next thing you know, somebody's going to call in with a Cardinals question.
Oh, no, that's when I'm going to leave.
Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a banner that flew on Michigan Avenue that says Mike Ditka Hall of Fame 1988, and it's signed by him.
I love those street banners. There's football banners. They had them when the Bulls won, you know, during the 90s, during the dynasty. There were some banners from the White Sox when they won in 05. But a signed Chicago street banner signed by Mike Ditka, depending upon the size, would be worth between $250 and $350.
Okay, that's great.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. And here's Alec on WGN. Hi, Alec.
Hi. I've got a baseball signed by Nellie Fox.
Ah, Nellie Fox, Hall of Famer. Great Hall of Famer there. Now, did you know a good way to determine if a signature of his is real or not? He never signed it Nellie. It was always Nelson. So that's actually a good tip-off. If you ever see something like at a flea market or garage sale and it says Nellie Fox, it's 99% probably not going to be authentic.
Hmm.
Anyways, Nellie Fox, you said it was a signed baseball?
Yeah.
Is it signed on the sweet spot or a side panel?
Side panel.
Okay. $200 or $250.
All right, Alec.
Okay.
Thank you. It's an interesting.
It's a tough signature.
That he signed it, Nelson Fox. Is there a reason why he signed it, Nelson Fox?
You know, that was his name. You know, Nelson.
Yeah.
Everyone called him Nelly. He was very formal when he would sign items.
Okay. You get ready to write a couple of stories for Parade Magazine. One of them is a baseball and music exhibit that's opening at the Grammy Museum.
Yes, so I was contacted by the Grammy Museum about a month ago, and I did not know, because every time I think of the Grammys, I think of music.
Yeah.
They're opening up a baseball exhibit at the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles, and I'm going there at the end of April. I'm going to write a story for Parade Magazine, and if you think about, as they were explaining this to me, baseball and music have been intertwined for a long time now. If you think about when a player approaches home plate, they'll always play a song.
Right.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch has been sung for over 100 years. And so they've built an exhibit there to draw fans of baseball and music in. And I don't right now know exactly what I'm going to see, but it really sounds interesting. I'm really excited to write the article.
Oh, very cool. That sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah.
And then the Hall of Fame is going to give you a sneak peek at their new baseball card exhibit, and that's opening at the end of May. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I've done some work for the Hall of Fame, and a lot of times when people find interesting things, valuable things, they'll call the Hall of Fame, and the Hall of Fame will say, you need to call Michael and have this appraised for insurance purposes, or if you want to donate it to the Hall of Fame, yada, yada, yada. But what they've got, so they've gotten feedback from people over the years, and people really want to see a specific baseball card exhibit. A lot of what I would call baby boomers or empty nesters now, they got started collecting back in the 50s and 60s with their baseball cards. And so anyways, they have this beautiful new exhibit with some fantastic cards. Some of them have been, well, a lot of them have been donated. And there are 10, what they say, Holy Grail cards that the public doesn't know what they are yet. I know what they are. And it's fantastic. And I'm doing an article for Parade Magazine on that. And there's going to be pictures in there, and we're looking forward to it. I love doing anything I can to support the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and if you've never been to the Hall of Fame, you should go because it's pretty amazing. It is. And Cooperstown is just cool anyway.
Yeah, the whole town. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole town is great. It's great. And I haven't been there in a long time. I got to get back, but I had a fantastic time when I went there, and I highly recommend it. Here's Ron on WGN. We got time for one more. Here's Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, I have the collection of smoked shot glasses from the American League, and the one glass that says 1991, and they're still in the box. I sent you a picture. There's 14 glasses, and they're all of the American League teams. That's when the Milwaukee Brewers were still in the American League. Mm.
Yeah, so really anything from the 90s, whether it's glassware or cards or these keepsakes, they don't have a lot of value because they were mass produced. And so even though you do have a complete, you know, collection of 14, the value is going to be very minimal. Maybe $20 for all 14 glasses.
Yeah. Okay, Ron. Yeah, the mass produced stuff is we talk about that a lot. When something is mass produced, the value goes down pretty much immediately.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna the Sox game has been canceled for today for opening day, so they're moving it tomorrow.
Correct.
And you're going to be at Guaranteed Rate.
Exactly. So Friday morning from 7:30 to 8:00 in the morning, I'll be on live from Guaranteed Rate Field on WGN TV.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good with the morning crew.
The morning crew.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Larry and Robin and Mike Toomey.
They're all great. They're all really, really cool. So you'll have fun doing that. So you'll be out there at the White Sox home opener, which is not again. It's canceled today. It'll be happening tomorrow, and you'll be there, and you can check them out on Channel 9 on WGN TV, 7:30 a.m. Michael, always a pleasure, man. We'll get you back right after the World Series, right around that time, okay?
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, buddy. Michael Osaki is here, and you can check out the Facebook, too, if you want to post a picture of something and you're wondering how much it's worth. It's facebook.com/baseballattic. And also, if you want to send Michael an email, it's michael@baseballintheattic.com. Okay? And also, your phone number, if people want to call you.
Yep, 312-379-9090, 312-379-9090.
There you go. Okay, Michael, thanks, man. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up right after this.